This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And it's time to listen to another episode while you do whatever it is you normally do during this time. I assume some driving, maybe studying, maybe some light detective work. But now I wonder if there's even one of you out there who listens while performing surgery or diffusing delicate explosive equipment. Which I can understand, as laughter can jostle the hands. So, worry not about intricate storylines or meticulous character work disrupting your focus, and enjoy the show.
Hello, howdy.
From the Magic Tavern.
Well, we're on the road. Hello on the
from on the road. Road. Yes. Hello from the road. Okay, this just happened, right?
This just in. Beep, 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 beep.
We saw this town ahead, and we were excited to come and take a break and kick back our heels on our way to the Egg Kingdom.
Ooh, let me put on my heels. Uh-huh.
When I saw a cougar jump out of the woods.
And she hit on me so hard.
Right after that, another cougar. This time the cat type. It came out. And it was the pheromones that Chunt and this other cougar were putting out.
This 55-year-old woman had so many cats. She was obsessed.
It was wild.
But then a cougar jumped out.
Yes, this cougar jumps out.
Yes, the feral type. On all fours, yes.
So I prepare my most powerful paralyzation spell. I don't want to hurt the cougar. It's a nice kitty.
Very nice kitty.
And I accidentally...
how to put this?
I accidentally paralyzed Arnie.
From the top of the head down.
Right.
Or should we just say full paralysis? Am I being crazy?
No, you're not being crazy. I mean...
Okay.
If you look at the top of his hair, some of his hair is still blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
So it's not quite the top of the head.
He looks so cool.
He has good hair.
He has great hair.
What if he can hear us? Can you hear us?
Arnie, can you hear us?
Knock on his head real quick.
Hello, is anyone home? Wait, there's something in his eyes. I think he can't hear us.
He must
be. So he's paralyzed. He's not asleep. He's just paralyzed.
So I accidentally paralyzed Arnie with this spell. And then the cougar came, almost jumped right on top of Chunt. So I stabbed it through the brain with my sword. Out of desperation. I didn't want to hurt the kitty. It was a nice kitty.
It was insane. And can I just say, I don't want to be dramatic, but the point of your blade went through the cougar's brain and right to my eye. Almost, if you were to like zoom in and close up, it was like right to the iris of my eye, right to the lens. And some of the cougar blood dripped down the blade into my eye. And then I started to be like, I'm changing. And I felt like I was turning into a cougar. But then I realized I'm a shapeshifter. And I was just instinctually changing.
Right.
You know, just to like match it, you know?
Oh, Do you think that's why shapeshifters exist? So they can blend in with their environment, wherever you're at, so that way you're never in danger?
Yeah, I think I just kind of mimic other people's voices and behaviors when I'm nervous, though, when I'm nervous.
But it's a perfect... Well, people like that. They like it when they feel like you're in sync with them.
They feel in sync with them. And
doing the same things as they're doing.
Exactly, yes. And you finish each other's basements.
Yes.
It's always nice to have a contractor over.
I haven't been back to Hog's Face for years, in my little hovel on top of the hill. I have to assume that's filled with snakes and water and sewage.
How filled with snakes and water is it?
It's so filled with snakes and water.
Uh-huh.
That you'd think it was a drip fang in there.
Damn! Arnie, laugh. Arnie, say no if you don't want a neck tattoo with Drew's name. Okay. Take this cougar blood, dip it on my claw, my talon, if you will. And
yeah,
I guess
right
it's not
there.
A talon, it's a claw. And let me just... And underline.
Oh, we should come up with a system. Arnie, if you look slightly left... That means your left. That means no. And if you look slightly to your right, that means you want a sandwich.
And those are the two things Arnie needs to communicate at all times.
Yes. I figured I'd give him his top two things.
And if we offer you like soup or something and you want to say, no, I want a sandwich, just roll your eyes.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, boy. Oh, Yusur, about a few years ago.
Oh, yes.
A few years ago, there's a podcast, and we're doing it.
Hold on a second before you.
Yeah.
Arnie, do you want us to do your introduction for you? He's looking to the right, which means he wants a sandwich.
Interesting. We'll find food soon, okay, buddy?
Okay.
Oh, I just hear one right now, but I think it's cicada season. You know, every 7 years, those little bugs that... crawl out of the ground and barf everywhere. Right. I think I hear a cicada.
You do?
Yeah. It's like a retching, almost like a barfing retching sound. You don't hear that?
Oh. Oh, I guess I do hear that now.
Well, if you don't go along with it.
No, I do hear it. What could it mean? Is this a year they're supposed to come back? A year's are like minutes to me.
Yeah, I think it is. They say 7 years, but it feels like it's every 2 years. I can't keep track.
Well, we should keep an our ears. Dear listeners, please tell us if you hear a cicada, and if you do...
You win a bag of suckers.
Can we do that, Arnie? Can we give them a bag of suckers?
For life?
He's looking to the right. He must be hungry.
He is hungry as hell. Well, we'll definitely send out those suckers then. Why don't we ride a little bit ahead? Hey, what's the name of your horse again that we have Arnie on? Your new horse. What's the name of your horse?
I swapped out my horse.
Oh.
For a new horse. An even newer horse.
Ooh, upgrade. Can you do that? Because doesn't the warranty run out if you do that? Doesn't that void the warranty?
Well, it could, except for that I did it using magic. So the horse that I had... is probably floating through some black void right now. And I've pulled this horse out of the ether. Mm-hmm. It didn't exist anywhere before this. It's probably terrified to be a horse. It might have been some soul that I captured from some other universe. And
wow, exhilarating. What's its name?
Sandy.
Aw, Sandy? What a beautiful tribute of a horse to other horses. I'm going to take a dumpster here, and why don't we ride up ahead here, and I feel like I smell food, and I don't know if it's just because I'm hungry and because Arnie keeps begging for fucking sandwiches. Calm down, buddy.
Sandwiches all day.
But I feel like it's almost in the air or something.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, there's a sign that says, 1 mile ahead, the grill is gone. Is that the name of the place, or does that mean there was a grill and it's gone?
It might be a threat.
Ooh.
1 mile ahead and the grill is gone.
All right. Let me turn into a cougar here. All right. I'm ready to take on anything.
All right. Well, why don't we go and see if the grill's there or not? And by the way, Chunt, what happened to that lovely young lady you were speaking to? The one who was in her 50s? The other cougar?
Oh, well, she gave me a potion to reach her at any time. So I'm going to maybe at some point, you know, after I get my child back. I told her about the child. She's cool with it. Maybe I'll smash the potion and we can meet up sometime.
Oh, she gave you a smash potion.
Yeah.
Those are fun. I don't do those enough. I usually do the drinking kind, but the kind you throw down at your feet, I like the style of that.
Yes. I mean, mostly I do like 3 years of commitment potions, and it's just like, good, mm-hmm. but it's just like, it would be so nice to just throw down a smash potion every once in a while. Not make a habit out of it. I don't want to be a fucking smash boy. They suck.
Have you ever been to S Boy Island?
You know what? I've heard of it. I feel like I watched it from a distance for like 20 minutes and I had to turn away.
Right.
Because it was just so annoying.
Oh.
These beautiful boys think they have all these problems. They talk all weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's obnoxious, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of people said it was fun to watch, but I found it obnoxious. Oh, there it is. The grill is gone. It's the name of the place.
That's a good name. I like that name. It makes you think.
Yes.
It makes you think, is there a grill in this grill?
Oh, that reminds me of my friend. Did I ever introduce you to Firefly Gary?
No, I don't think I ever did meet Firefly Gary.
Well, his name is Gary.
Oh, my apologies.
Sorry, you're just saying Gary. It's Gary.
Gary.
And he's a Firefly, and he goes around to diners, grills, and dives.
Ah, I see. Yes.
He kind of flies around butt first, so it's like this illuminated blonde just right in your face. But he's great. I mean, he's... No. Better than people think.
Now that you describe him physically, I do think I'd remember him. He has all eight of his eyes on the back of his head.
Yep. And he puts them on the back of his head and upside down, which is really weird. But again, couldn't be a nicer dude. Honestly, he's off the chain. I really love him. He's a cool dude. Let me tie up our horses here. Arnie, should we bring Arnie in or should we just bring him back to
Sam? Fucking sandwich.
Roast beef? He said sandwich. Okay. All right, let's push open these saloon doors here.
A bear! Stand down, bear. Fear not, for thou dost stand before the great and powerful wizard known as Grizzly Wondertooth.
Grizzly Wondertooth?
Yes.
I have not seen you in years.
Oh.
Grizzly, welcome. Welcome to the grill. This is my diner. Well, it is now.
Oh, what wonderful. Usador,
introduce me.
I'm sorry, Chunt. This is the bear who greeted us.
Yes. I'm the bear. This is my restaurant.
Bear who greeted us. This is Chunt.
The bear, it is so nice to meet you. Whatever you're cooking back there smells wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I don't want to brag. I'm sort of trying to elevate kind of the culinary profile of the grill,
okay,
as it were. You know, it was this grill. I mean, as you can see, this has been here for a long time, and it's been fallen out of favor in the kingdom for a long time. And I actually inherited it from my brother, a different bear, also known as the Bear. I mean, we're both bears,
right? You're both bears.
I mean, yes, obviously we have names for each other, but I'm not going to impose that onto other beings.
Chunt, I know you're probably familiar with this, but the listeners at home may not be aware, and Arnie's not here to ask ignorant questions. So I'm going to explain to you, Chunt, so the listener may know, different bear clans, they may take more human names, but other bear clans only have their bear names, which sounds sort of like... was a bear I used to know.
And I'm not going to pick apart your pronunciation because obviously that would be, I mean, you know, we're not here to do that.
Right, I apologize. It's not perfect. I do what I can. Oh, that reminds me, our third friend you'll see right through the window there, he's looking desperately to the left over and over again. That's Arnie.
Uh-huh, yes. Is he he's dead then?
In a way...
I don't think so.
Dead on his feet. He accidentally paralyzed himself.
He was paralyzed himself.
He was messing around with magic he shouldn't have been.
That's right.
Was it a smash potion?
You would think. You would think, but...
Because those get everywhere. You throw them down and... I mean, honestly, there's like two good types of smash potions. There's one where it makes you disappear.
Right.
And there's one where it's sort of, you know, it's like a... Sort of like a grenade. You throw it and then it's a... It's like an area of an effect sort of situation.
Yes,
but if you have like a paralyzation smash potion, terrible combination. That is going to have collateral damage you don't have any idea about. You can't, that has to be a focused spell, a focused potion.
Exactly.
I mean, personally, I'm no magician, I'm a chef. But if I were designing potions, I would never design a paralysis potion, a paralysis spell. Sure.
Yeah.
A paralysis potion. Who, you're going to give that to someone? It's a paralysis spell is an inherently targeted Whoever put that into a smash potion was an idiot.
Yeah, I guess if you made it a potion to, like, if you, like, every once in a while just want to, like, not feel anything and just be like, I just want to, like, lay around.
What, you're telling a friend, hey, 48 hours from now, come over and give me the antidote?
I suppose you could craft it in such a way that it would wear off over time. But I think what you're really looking for, Chant, is a numbing potion, which is just alcohol.
I guess so. But there's something special about paralysis, because then it's like, you could contact a friend and be like, why don't you come over in 48 hours, and if I'm not unparalyzed, we get married to each other. And that could be like a fun pact you have.
What about drugs, though? Can you just use some drugs?
Behind.
Oh.
Chef, behind. Behind.
Thank you.
There's a big fire back there, behind.
Yes. Excuse me. Sorry. I'll be right back.
I've had a lot of those packs. Not one's worked out.
You've had a lot of what? Marriage packs?
Oh, yeah. Hundreds, I'd say.
What?
Yeah. If in 100 years you're not married and you're not still making love to all the animals in the forest and you're not still in control of nature.
Okay, immediately I see the problem here, which is there's too many caveats. It should be one thing.
These are all different packs with the same person, with all slightly different caveats.
All right, okay.
Oh, Lord, wow. Thank you. Chunt, is it?
Yes.
Thank you for pointing out that fire. That it actually happens quite a lot. It's a grill, so, obviously it's always on fire. But sometimes it sort of gets away from you. I apologize. You have been here for 10 minutes, and I have not offered you a table, water, a menu, anything. I get you anything to drink or eat?
I would like a table made of water.
Isidore, why do you always have to do this? Can't we just sit? I don't want to swim while I'm eating.
Fine.
I might drown.
This booth looks great. Fine. The booth looks great.
Listen, Grizzly, I can pour water on the table. I mean, you're sort of the magic guy.
Ooh, sloppy steaks?
Sorry?
Sloppy steaks?
The steaks around here are pretty low, honestly. But I will find them. I'll find them.
All right. Well, this looks nice here. I like this table. Could we, excuse me, the bear?
Yes.
Could we start with, what do you recommend? Is there an appetizer you'd recommend? We are famished. We're so hungry.
Actually, are there any specials? Wink.
Ooh, yes.
Well, I'll tell you this. Since I sort of took over the grill, it's all specials. All specials all the time.
No. So, no, there are no specials.
Well, just bear with me because it's different every day.
Oh, that's what your apron says.
Yes. Well, with me.
Don't worry. We'll buy some merch. Calm down.
I've got to monetize somehow. Right. Obviously, I mean, I'm one bear in a dilapidated diner. I mean, have you seen the road outside? There's not a lot of people traveling by.
No.
And I don't know if you heard, but it's cicada season. So with all this barfing going around, I don't think you're going to get a lot of business.
Yeah, well, it is cicada season. And I'm so glad you mentioned that because that's our first special. And it is special because it comes but once every 7 years.
Well, then set us up.
You'd like cicadas?
Yes. Oh, it sounds good to me.
Excellent. I have it's a bed of honeycomb with a 12 cicada on top, grilled. Obviously, it's a grill covered in sort of a hair remoulade.
Ooh, hair remoulade.
The hair is my own.
Oh,
interesting. Before I forget, hey, Usador?
Yes?
How is Arnie like a cicada?
How is Arnie like a cicada? I don't know.
They both come once every 7 years.
That's what this whole setup's been for?
He just left. Why did he leave?
Let's take a quick break.
Fine. I'll go get your cicadas ready.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, Usador.
Yes?
I think we fucked up.
How so?
We just took the first special. We should have heard all the specials and then went from there. Hey, when the bear brings the food, I know he's your friend, but when the bear brings the food, let's make sure there's something wrong with it. And we'll send it back and be like, what else do you have?
What should we say is wrong with it?
I got something.
Okay, I'll play it cool. Don't forget, we have to get a sandwich.
Here he comes.
All right, got the special here. Cicadas on top of a bed of honeycomb with hair remoulade. My hair, again.
This looks terrible.
Nice.
Yes.
I didn't order this.
I'm so sorry. You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, technically, he's right. I think I ordered it, so...
I totally understand that, and I really, you know, it's crazy back there. There was the fire, so I was my whole kitchen is sort of half...
Yes, chef.
...burnt to a cinder, and I just, maybe I got a little bit distracted. Maybe I could offer you something else, on the house.
Oh!
Well, we prefer it here at the table, but, what are the other specials?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Well, I have, there's a whole beehive, which I've picked myself from the garden in the back, which is the woods, and I've sliced it in half, and it's just covered in sort of an entire blackberry bush.
Okay.
I like to think of that as sort of authentic bear cuisine, and if you're into it, if you're into the challenge, I think you'll find it very rewarding.
You're not trying to dumb it down for a mass audience.
No.
Not to be disrespectful to your culture, but it just feels like that dish, it seems like it's mostly for the gram. I don't know if you know Graham. He lives about an hour outside of town, and he just loves looking at food.
He's sort of performative about liking bear cuisine. He comes in here, he orders some trash or like a rotted salmon carcass. He's like, so good. But really, he's mostly just drawing pictures of it and then leaving.
And he just wears that red crop top shirt. And I'm like, you're not a bear. You can't pull that off.
Yeah, that's true. That guy bothers me. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, let's see what else I have. I have a marmot. You know what a marmot is?
Oh, Marmaduke.
No. It's sort of like a groundhog or like a woodchuck. It's in that family.
Right.
It's that thinly sliced, like a carpaccio.
Ooh.
And then covered in the rest of the carcass that I didn't slice up.
I'm finding a bit of a theme. I don't want to be a negative Nancy, but it feels like a lot of your stuff is like pretty elevated, and then you dump something huge on top of it, which kind of buries the art. So like the bisected...
I just want to double check something. Grizzly, could I have a quick word with quick aside?
Oh, sure. Excuse us for a moment, Chant. Yes, what is it? What do you need, the bear?
Well, it looks like Usador's having an aside salad. I guess I'll sit over here.
I need you to do me a solid right now.
Okay.
You're my friend.
Yes.
We know each... I mean, you know, we're familiar. We know each other from...
Oh, I know you. You're the bear.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. This Chunt guy, is he a critic or what? Or is he just an asshole?
How to unpack that?
Don't keep me waiting too long. Jealous?
I don't mean to see like a critical person. I know that that's also true.
Right.
Do I need to impress him for any reason other than sort of my professional obligation to bring the customer happiness?
As far as I know, he has no professional credits or current occupation as a critic. Now, he is very difficult to please.
That's obvious. That's
okay.
He's made that clear.
Okay. I hope that helps. Does that clarify everything you needed to know?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Chunt.
Yes.
I'm so glad you seem like such a discerning customer here.
Well, that might seem that way because I took out these tiny glasses and took out a little notepad with a pen.
Yes. Oh, wow, you're jotting notes.
Ambiance, zero.
The roof fell in some years ago, and I haven't had a chance to... I'm sort of focused on the kitchen, and not a lot of people are willing to work for a literal bear who's constantly setting fire to the grill.
No need to explain to me. I'm just observing a front of house, barely.
Is that a pun?
Oh, shit. Let me cross this out. B-E-A-R. Now it is.
Because no matter how bad a review is, if I can latch onto a pun for a pull quote, I'll take it.
Now, I don't want to throw my weight around because I'm a tiny little badger shapeshifter, but I don't know if you know Lean Mitchell of Mitchell Leans. Now, Mitchell Lean, he does create stars in the culinary world. So he has empowered me when I do find a nice little spot on the road or when I'm out adventuring with my friends, if I find a tasty treat, I can give them a Mitchell Lean star.
You have the power to bestow one of Mitchell's stars onto this grill.
Would you believe I have one in my bag right now?
I guess my gas meant no.
Would you believe I have a paper that says I have one at home?
Are those the two options or are both true? Do you have one and also a paper for a second one?
I have one in my bag and I have a certificate of authenticity from Lean Ooh. Mitchell.
You mean Mitchell Lean?
Well, it's, yeah, I call him Lean Mitchell, but he makes the...
Is he
Mitchell
skinny leans. Or is he leaning on things? I know the answer, do you?
It's an ironic nickname, because he doesn't lean on anything, he stands straight up.
And he's rotund.
Uh-huh.
As the day is long.
Yes. So, go ahead and bring us out, what's the name? It's like, I'm in your hands, like, chef, I'm in your hands, like,
Carte blanche?
Carte blanche, please. Al dente.
Omakase? Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
Prefix?
Prefix, postfix. Bring it all out.
Before I would go back to the grill, I just want to just double check. Your friend outside who's not dead again? He's looking super hard to the right. Does he need a sandwich or something?
He does need a sandwich. Do you have sandwiches here?
I'm sorry, Grizzly. I thought you wanted the specials.
Wait, I just...
You want a sandwich? Some sort of pedestrian? No. Did you come all the way out here?
No.
All
Please.
The way out here to this road, to this grill?
I'm sorry. It's
you confronted
my friend.
An actual bear, and you're asking now for a sandwich.
I suppose we shouldn't leave him out there. It is starting to rain quite a bit.
User, why don't you go grab him, and I'll try and calm things down with the bear.
Yeah, because you've got a good thing going here.
Yeah. Hey, the bear, I want to just apologize for Grizzly over here. He's an old weirdo, and he doesn't, you know, sometimes he's out in the sun too long, his brain gets cooked, and he's kind of rude. So I just want to apologize, and I don't know if this is helpful, but why don't I just...
Is that cocaine?
I'm so glad you asked. Yes, it is. Let me just put down a line here. And okay. If you want to...
Listen, I don't go in for that.
Oh, you don't partake in jazz salt?
No. Listen, Chud, I don't know what this is all about. I don't know what you think I am.
You don't ski the no slopes? Come on.
I'm a different kind of chef. Listen, I inherited this restaurant from my brother.
Okay.
Whose whole business model was killing travelers who came in hoping that the grill was open. That was his one special, you might call it, was killing people who passed by the grill. I don't want to become what he was. He was also an addict, as you might expect.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, he was addicted to eating humans, but also he used a lot of drugs.
Sure, yeah.
Because he was a chef, and that was sort of... That's
it's a culture. I mean, if you're working 18-hour days and then drinking afterwards...
Sure.
You got to have some energy, right?
Yes.
I got Arnie propped up here in the booth with us. You know, when you're paralyzed, you can't really help at all. It's just like, you know, like if you're not paralyzed, you could, you know, like use your upper body strength.
It was very convincing the way you sort of puppeted him in. It looked like he was helping. It looked like he was walking.
The way you delivered that line, I thought you were going to launch into like a type five of you might be paralyzed.
Well, there are some ways to know if you're paralyzed.
Oh?
Yes. Can you see your toes?
No.
That's because your head can't move. You might be paralyzed.
I'm going to go make that sandwich. I think it's time for me to make that sandwich.
That's for my friend, by the way, if I didn't clarify that before.
Yeah, I think he wanted roast beef.
I could do that.
And, chef, elevate it?
Do you really want me to? Because it seems like the biggest things you have an issue with is when I try to elevate it.
Well, I would say, Chunt, forgive me, but I think for Arnie, I think let's not elevate it. I don't think he's really going to appreciate it. You see, our friend Arnie here, he looks like a regular human. But he's from another world. You see, 6.5 years ago, he fell through a magical portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. And every week since then, he's hosted a podcast.
The Wi-Fi, starting the Wi-Fi, his two- the Wi-Fi.
He's still getting he's a signal getting from the Wi-Fi.
From the Burger King.
Fuck, I lost it.
Into the tavern in which he hosts a weekly podcast through the Dimensional Rift. Something about Dimensional Rift.
Yeah.
None of this is making sense at all to me, and your lack of confidence about it makes it even more dubious, to be honest.
That's what people keep saying in their emails.
So you're no stranger then, Chunt, to negative feedback. And how does it make you feel, Badger?
I could write a book. Well, it's mostly, I guess, people wanting to either set me up with their pets or fuck me themselves. So I don't know how to answer this.
I know, I've been there. That's the first thing you've said that I've related to.
Yeah, basically same-sies except for the pet part.
Sure.
The thing about Arnie is he's got very simple tastes. He likes mashed potatoes, and he likes chicken, and he likes mushrooms.
Yeah, pretty basic. Basic stuff. Grains. Wheat, sugar, salt, pepper.
Salt and pepper.
Well, never touching.
He often laments that he can't get cinnamon toast crunch here. Is that a thing you do?
Hold on. Cinnamon?
Uh-huh.
On toast, somehow retaining the crunch.
I guess. I don't really know. I don't understand.
Oh, also, what was that thing? 6 feet of bubble tape for you, not them? Do you have that?
Do you have 6 feet of bubble tape?
Yes, I have. I mean, that's sort of like when I'm working, you know, those long days, I've got one of those quart containers of, well, ice water, obviously, to keep me hydrated, and then I've got 6 feet of bubble tape for me, not you.
Huh, not a glass?
Not a glass, no. Huh. Too breakable, too small, obviously.
So you drink it out of a container, like a plastic container, just to kind of look cool? It's got to be just for aesthetic, right?
No, absolutely not. When was the last time you saw a tankard or a flagon that was large enough to slake your thirst, slaving for 18 hours over a hot grill?
I guess Usador made me one.
I mean, if you had a table made of water.
This again?
Oh, one more. A McDLT, it keeps the hot side hot and the cool side cool? Do you do that?
What do those letters stand
for? I don't know. This is Earth stuff that Arnie talks about. We nod and we go, ha, yes, very good.
Yeah, he's always like, crossfire, you'll get caught up in the crossfire. And we just go, tee-hee, buddy, tee-hee.
He's really looking to the left right now.
What did you say Arnie does for work? He's a jingle man? He's a jingleman of some kind?
Yes, I think he writes jingles. There's like funny little games and there's little songs, and I think he's the songwriter that writes the songs. Although I've never heard him sing a song.
He sort of just kind of mumbles them and hopes that you understand the reference.
Yes, that's it. Yes, exactly.
I think that's it.
I wish that I could speak to him. I wish that whatever spell has tangled up his mind and frozen his body was able to be undone, because it seems to me that his vision for cuisine is something maybe I could take a page out of his weird book. The cinnamon and toast and crunch. That's a combination I've never considered before. Cinnamon, of course, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously.
Toast, yes.
Easy.
Every day.
But not covered in the blood of some sort of ungulate. Not dipped in the fresh, cool waters of a rushing stream. Maybe I've been going about this all wrong. Maybe I'm imposing too much of my bear cuisine onto this food for other people. Simple, idiotic humans like this Arnie here.
Pedestrian is what we call him.
Pedestrian. Yeah. Boring, you might say.
I can't remember for sure. I don't think there was any salmon in the cinnamon toast crunch.
It feels like their bones were the crunch. Am I crazy?
Oh, maybe the bones was the crunch.
The crunch come from salmon bones.
Wait, Arnie's talking. The bear, we actually taught Arnie how to communicate with us, so we have a very complex language that we've established with him. Arnie says, no, 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 sandwich, sandwich, no. No, no, sandwich, sandwich, no. Sandwich, 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 no. No, 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 no.
That's one of his worst jingles, I think. I liked the one about crossfire. What was that one? Crossfire.
Well, you got it. Let me teach it to you. We'll take
robots
a quick break.
Robots in disguise. Something like that?
Similar. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back with more jingles. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Break me off a branch of that blackberry bush.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, folks, thank you for waiting. Had to prepare some things, kind of switch some things around, remove some things. I've got here a sort of a hard roll, sliced in half. Got some sliced beef, which is cooked on the grill, but not too much. Sort of a medium rare on top with I grilled up some peppers and some onions. And the drippings from the roast beef I actually put in a little bowl next to this. If you like, you can sort of dip, but it's not really up to me.
You made a beautiful sauce.
Thank you. It's just tried something new. Put a little rosemary on there, a little thyme. And I actually served it with water with ice in it, which is, the ice is from the freezer, and the water is from the well.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to try to feed this Donnie, even though his mouth is closed shut.
Now, this doesn't appeal to me at all. But, you know, part of you know, learning to be a chef, to serve, the service industry is about, you know, learning the wants of your clientele and being able to learn how to serve them in a way that makes them happy. Because what is food? What is food if not bringing happiness to others? Wow, he is really cramming that sandwich into that man's mouth.
I was going to say, you should know what food is, because I thought you were asking me, and I was like, oh, fuck. I'm just eating.
I think the sauce is helping, because I'm getting little, like, that mushy bits, are, I think, are kind of getting through the little gap in his lips, but it's hard to get the whole sandwich in there.
Wait, let me take a bite of this, and, well, oh, fuck. Oh, goddesses. Wow. What is it? I'm whisked back to when I was a boy on the farm. Oh, this is too good. Sorry, take it back. I don't want it. It's too good. When I come to a grill or a diner, I just want like a nasty fucking burger. You know what I'm saying? Or like pancakes or waffles. This is too elevated.
Too good.
Take it back. Throw it in the trash.
Listen, this is a grill. Okay, this is not a ride-in. This is not a dive. I'm a sandwich artist. Okay, I mean, I'm now. I learned to be one just now.
What? Don't just make up terms.
I was giving you classic bear food. Trash, bees, dead fish. And you said, no, I want to eat fresh. So I went back and I thought like a sandwich artist. Okay, and I put something together that, I mean, now that I look at it, sort of makes sense to me. I feel like I could sort of build a whole menu around this.
I mean, who the fuck am I? But at the same time, putting turkey and green pepper on bread does not an artist make, okay, motherfucker?
It is roast beef, you foolish badger.
Same thing.
Are you fucking kidding me right
now? All right,
now?
Everyone, I think tensions are a little high, and that's fine, because we're experiencing new things today, and sometimes new things can be challenging. But it's okay to be challenged, Chunt, and the bear... It's fine for people to criticize what you do as long as you stay true to yourself.
Yes, exactly, Grizzly. I was confronted with change and with new information, and I adapted to it. Just like you, Chunt, were confronted with bear cuisine, and you said it was all bullshit.
Now, Chunt, why do you have such a problem with change? You hate change. You never change.
Every day of my life, I shapeshift, okay? Even if you guys don't see it, I shapeshift. It's okay. Almost like an itch okay. I need to scratch. So when you're constantly shapeshifting to change other elements of yourself, to change your personality or to change your outlook or perspective, it's exhausting.
Yo, Grizzly, real talk. Proportionally, let's say, like, out of 100 days, how many days is this guy not a badger?
Zero?
Okay.
No cap.
Now look, be that as it may, I think what Chunt is trying to say to you, the bear, is that he needs some consistency in his life. So when he goes Thank to an establishment you. Like a grill, he just wants, you know, a stack of pancakes and some nasty fried assed up eggs.
Okay. I can do that. You want me to lower myself and make food that's not only not bear food, but not good food either? I'll do that.
I don't want you to lower yourself, but I still want you to make the food. Is there a way to do that?
I'm gonna go see what we've got in the walk-in.
Isidore, this motherfucker, there's no other customers. He's, whatever his brother built, this motherfucker ruined, okay?
Can't you just try the blackberry bush?
No, I don't want to eat a bush. Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. But a blackberry, come on. There's thorns in that. There's probably thistles. I would eat, like, the blackberry bush on its own, and then I would eat the sliced-up beehive on its own. But to combine them to just dump a bush on a honeycomb, that's not art. That's not food.
It's not food and art and cuisine to you, but it is to the bear. Ugh. I mean, think of all the... How many bears do you know?
32.
How many of those 32 bears do you know meticulously cut a honeycomb in half? The whole beehive. And then they take the most perfectly ripened blackberry bush and they find just the right pieces of it to pair together to create a beautiful, sumptuous experience like
this. Isidore, I'm salivating, but it's just because your chef cadence.
Well.
All right, folks. I found two things back in the walk-in.
Folks, you know our name.
First is this little tome up in the, amongst all of the cookbooks and sort of culinary theory manuals I have back there. I have something called an almanac. An animal's almanac. Look at this. Flip to the B. Badgers. What they eat. Earthworms. Frogs. Rodents. Birds. Eggs. Lizards. Insects. Bulbs. Seeds and berries.
Earthworms? Listen, Jim. You're describing a badger. I am a shapeshifter.
My name is The Bear Grills. And that's Come my on. Job and it's also my name.
Come on. How are you surviving right now, okay? You probably drink your own piss, you dirty fuck. Listen, I'm a shapeshifter, not a badger, okay? Now, yes, I'm in the form of a badger, but I still have my palate. And my palate is what my palate is, okay? My mouth wants what my mouth wants. And the customer is always right.
I can't believe you've been eating bulbs this whole time and never told me.
Every once in a while.
The other thing I found back here is 3 eggs over easy with some corned beef hash.
Now, there we go. Oh now, God, that was a yes. perfectly yes, nice yes, yes, yes. compromise. Yes, dig in, Chunt.
Oh. Ah, 1/10 done.
Okay, well, he's going to be a while. The bear.
Badgers have such small mouths.
Yes, it's very tedious sometimes. I'm going to finish Arnie's sandwich for him, even though he keeps looking to the left when I say
Grizzly,
that.
I apologize. I never really asked for what you wanted. You've been so kind to me this whole time, and I never bothered to take your order because this asshole kept chopping me down.
I can hear you.
It's fine. It's not a problem, really. I really wanted to try the Marmite.
The what?
The Marmite?
The Marmite. You mean the marmot?
The marmots, yes. Sorry, I thought you said Marmite.
Oh, yeah, well, we do have that. It's sort of one of the. Are you one of the people who really likes Marmite, or are you someone who really doesn't like it?
I really don't like it. That's why I wanted to try it. Because I like to try things that I don't like to see if I like them now.
I like it. I like it, and I like you.
Oh, I'll have the Marmite then.
All right, fine. You want some Marmite on the side for dipping, or
sure.
sort of a glaze? I could make a reduction of some kind.
Ooh, yes, that sounds lovely. Yes, thank you very much, the bear.
All right.
How's it going, Trunt?
3/10 of the way through.
Okay, well.
Or wait, or is it 7/20? Fuck, I lost track of the fractions.
7/20, huh? Well, we don't have Arnie here to do the math for us, so We're going to have to keep entertaining the listeners. Chunt, if you could take just a quick break from eating there. I just wanted to know, we're coming very close to the Egg Kingdom. Aren't you excited to be reunited with your lost child?
Oh, look, you sort of look at my plate. I ate all the hash, but I ate all around the eggs. Do you see that?
Oh.
That's because I miss my little eggy baby.
I think you can still eat the eggs. It's not, definitely not, you know, it's a different egg. It's a different egg.
It's a different egg. Yeah, Squogar. Sorry, I called him eggy baby.
Squogar
is a different egg. This is so fucking tasty. Like, lead with this. Like, this is what I expect when I come into a grill, right? Boy.
Well, I'm going to be having some more challenging food here in a moment. And you're welcome to partake of it if you like.
Ooh. No, thank you. The bear. Snap, snap, snap. The bear.
Don't. I'm the chef. You don't snap. Okay, yes. What do you want?
We're still kind of hungry, and we're going to be hitting the road soon to look for my son. Don't ask. Do you have, like, 30 little cans of tomatoes we could take on the road to eat along the way as snacks?
30? You want 30 cans of tomatoes?
The little cans.
Little cans.
Well, the little ones taste better.
Well, duh. That's why I asked for them. Okay. If I thought the big cans taste better, I would ask for the big cans.
Listen, yes, I have a bunch of cans of tomatoes. You want to just take them unopened with you?
Yeah. You haven't looked inside them, have you?
No. Why would... as soon as you open them, you sort of have a... The clock starts ticking, you know.
Sure, you got to use them. Yeah, we'll take your whole stock, and tell you what, I'll give you 5 coin for them. Now, I'm being overly generous.
Listen, I'm going to level with you. This restaurant is not doing super great, okay?
Well, I wondered why you were taking the orders, and there were no other customers and no one working here.
Listen, when I inherited this restaurant from my brother, I thought, surely I can do better than just killing everyone who comes in.
Yeah, it was less of a restaurant and more of a trap.
Exactly. It was a bear trap, but the other kind. The kind that's not so good for you guys, but good for me.
It's kind of a nothing but trouble situation.
I don't follow.
I don't either, but Arnie used to say it all the time.
Did he have sort of like a shit-eating grin on his face when he'd say it?
Oh, yeah. A huge shit-eating grin.
He's definitely looking to the right now.
So he wants another sandwich? He barely ate the first one.
Well, I think he hears something really hilarious he said in the past, and he just wants a sandwich. It's just a natural reaction.
All right, fair enough. I guess I'll make one more sandwich. But listen, Chunt, it is absolutely highway robbery for me to give you 30 cans of tomatoes for 5 coin. But I need this money. I need it. And I think... Listen, 5 coin is not nearly enough for me to sort of fix this place up and hire a staff and, you know, advertise and get the word out, try to get Firefly Guy in here to do a feature.
Firefly Gary?
Firefly Gary. But look, it's a start. So, yes, I'll give you my tomatoes and I'll take your coin and maybe this will be the first step on the long road to redemption for me, the Bear Grylls.
Well, and we still have to settle our bills, so that'll be a little more money for you. And don't forget the most valuable thing we can offer you. Word of mouth.
Yes. In addition to location, which I've failed at already, we are in the middle of nowhere. Nobody wants to come to a grill like 35 miles from the Egg Kingdom.
Well, that's because, famously, you have to buy a location, location, location. 3 locations that triangulate to a center spot where you put your business.
You buy land on those 3 locations?
Listen, I don't have the time to spell it out for you, but they always say location, 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 which is 3 properties. Now, you have to invest in that real estate and then figure it out from there. Behind, chef, behind. Behind, chef.
Behind, chef. Behind. Fuck!
Do you have to buy the 4th location in the middle, or is it just the 3 that triangulate? Or once you buy those 3, do you own everything in the middle?
You know, when I had Chi-Chi's Chow, I knew all this stuff, but I've forgotten it because it's been so long.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
We haven't even been... he keeps looking to the left as soon as you said Chi-Chi's Chow.
He wants a tattoo of it.
Get his tattoo on there.
Oh, I accidentally wrote Drew again.
Oh, well.
Underline, underline, underline.
Is that why you've had such a contentious relationship with the bear? Because... our own business happened to fail. Our restaurant?
You think I dislike this motherfucker because I'm a failed chef who couldn't cut it? Usador, you nailed it.
Well.
Of course that's why. And actually, the fire behind him, I set that when he wasn't looking.
Oh, Chunt.
I'm burning this bitch down.
Don't burn it down. That's not nice.
No, but it's fun.
But don't. But now you have something you can share. He's a struggling chef. You've been a struggling chef. You can relate to one another.
Okay, buddy boys, here's your tomatoes.
Thank you. And here's the 5 coin.
Thank you very much.
And here's another, I think, 17 gold ought to cover the rest of our bill for this evening.
Wow. Truly, this is the best day this grill has had in as long as I can remember.
Yikes.
22 coin.
Well, mine weren't gold, just, I don't know if you looked, but mine weren't gold.
Yep, nope. Okay, sorry. 17 gold and 5 copper. Chunt, mm-hmm. Grizzly, Arnie, thank you for teaching me something about myself.
Wait, what did you learn?
Oh, I'm sure I'll figure it out at some point. I was thinking it was sort of like, Chunt, you sort of taught me how mean people can be to when you're, how far someone can sort of punch down.
Huh, yeah.
And Grizzly, you taught me, how the power of kindness can transcend species. And Arnie, you taught me that left means no and right means sandwich.
The bear, you've taught me something, which is, I'll figure it out eventually. But hey, buddy, I hope that your restaurant, I hope it gets renewed for a second season. Meaning, I hope I see this restaurant when we pass back through here in the next
season.
Next season, next fall, winter, Vishtosh? I lose track.
We can only hope, friend.
I hope Vishtosh doesn't come early and does not burn your grill to the ground.
Hey, Usador?
Yeah.
What does Arnie and Vishtosh have in common?
I don't know. What does Arnie and Vishtosh have in common?
They both come early. Get her done.
Excellent. Well, the bear, I suppose, will be on our way. Thank you for a lovely evening and a lovely meal. The marmot was divine.
Thank you very much.
The Marmite, I still hate it. Still
sort of,
terrible.
Yeah, polarizing.
So
sure.
Bad.
And I think, let me grab my road sack here. I think Mitchell Lean would want you to have this. Yes, that's right. I'm giving you the certificate of authenticity, but not the star.
Well, that means you can't give out the star later, too, because no one's going to believe it's real.
Hmm.
Can we get that certificate back, please?
Oh, yeah, this is kind of a gift of the Magi situation.
I'll trade you for the star.
What will you trade me?
The certificate.
Fuck. Well, that just
nobody's gonna believe the star's real then. If you don't have the certificate.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, I suppose a week from now we'll be right here trying to figure out this problem still. So we'll start another episode from here at the grill.
What if I got you an autographed 8x10 from the Hungry Hound?
Oh.
You know that dog who loves to eat?
That might be a local thing.
Really?
Yeah, no, I've never heard of that.
I've seen his face all around Nibblebottom.
Yeah, well, just in Nibblebottom. That's the only place you'll see the Hungry Hound.
What a Hungry Hound. That dog is insatiable.
I don't know what we should do about Arnie. He still seems to be paralyzed. I think it'll wear off after a few more hours.
Aren't you like 1,000 years old? Surely you have an antidote or some sort of reversal spell for this... paralyzed. Is this a spell from some incredibly powerful...
A wizard so powerful I could never defeat him.
I mean, I don't want to assume that wizard even exists.
Terrifying, isn't it? No, I think I can do something now that I think about it. I didn't think... I was so upset before about the cougar and the other cougar and stuff that
you guys had a run-in with the cougar?
Yes. Yes, we did. Yeah. I stabbed it in the brain.
Yeah, good job. You know, people are always asking, like, who could win in a fight, you or that cougar outside? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to get
involved. No, not her.
Oh.
The other one. I stabbed the other one in the brain.
Oh, the big cat.
The big cat. Right.
Can I just say, whenever you're in a fight, stab him in the brain. It works so well.
Yeah, pretty quick, right? Probably gets the job done.
Yeah.
Get her done, as you might say.
Sorry, earlier I stole your sign that says the grill is gone. Here's your sign.
Well, then now the sign is gone.
Oh, so now the grill is gone. Oh, it's on fire.
No, the grill
is
it's on fire. Fuck!
The grill is gone.
Fuck!
Oh, shit. Oh, it's burning. You know what Jingle Arnie would sing right now?
Ooga lega miga chiga.
That's right.
Hey, quick, can we get Arnie out of here before this place burns to the fucking ground? God, he's so heavy. Turn into a rhinoceros or something big that'll help carry him.
There we go.
Look, we're sorry that the grill is burning down, but now it's living up to its name.
The grill will be gone soon.
Exactly.
Along with my sign.
You'll figure it out. Goodbye.
You're just leaving?
Yes, no, sorry.
I'm still standing here, but I'm making it sound like my voice is getting further away. Sorry, I'm going to go now.
I figured out the anti-paralyzation spell. How you feeling, Ani?
Oogalega Megachiga.
If only there was some sort of anti-fire spell.
Well, we'll figure it out eventually.
Usador. Usador.
Yes?
Look, I opened up this tiny can of tomatoes, and look. Little tomatoes.
We're back.
You know, sometimes the trail of destruction this show leaves in its wake is metaphorical. Other times it's a literal restaurant burning to the ground. The fun comes in guessing which it'll be from week to week. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chaunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. The Bear was played by special guest Alden Ford. Alden is one of the creators of the hilarious improvised sci-fi epic Mission to Zix, along with providing the voice of Plek Dexeter. The Mission to Zix series finale should be dropping any day now, so you can start listening confident in the knowledge that it will indeed end. Bringing a podcast to a graceful and dignified conclusion, there's a concept. Find Mission to Zix wherever you harvest podcasts. Speaking of places where things are, Hello from the Magic Tavern is doing a live show at the Bell House Theater in Brooklyn, New York on Friday, October 14th. Tickets on sale now. Click on the link in the show notes or visit hellofromthemagictavern.com and click the live shows tab. Or just trust that the universe will make it happen. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like... Who do we have today, Lincoln? I'm kidding, Lincoln hasn't been here for months. People like... Paul Sanders, C. Sturdy, James Snabel built me a table, practices carpentry whenever he's able, Xavier, Susanna Winspear, and she added a green heart. I'll assume that was a normal heart that got a lethal dose of gamma radiation. Ben Antaya, David Bowser, Jay Biddulph, Ryan Van Gorder, occasional hoarder, favorite month February, he says, cause it's shorter. Daniel Harp, Lee Rolls, Thomas Lucky Reeves, not lucky enough to be higher up on this list, Thomas. Benjamin Pulley, Nona, Megan Flippin, Chloe, Captain Chaos, and Brittany C. And a quick note to support her, Liz. I know I mentioned you last week, and I kind of blew past your name without spending much time with it, sort of like an afterthought. And I stand by that choice. Patrons get ad-free episodes and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Also, access to a patrons-only Discord server, which just added a bunch of cool new emotes from artist Kevin Budnick. I would know, because I've learned how to access this Discord area, and let me tell you, the spelling and grammar going on in there, yikes. To learn more about supporting the show in a way that I never really have, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Excuse me. I've got 45 hungry bears here, and they all want something to eat. Do you have anything? Can you help us? We saw the sign down the road.
Food.
No. The grill is gone.
Yeah, that's what the sign said.
Burned to the ground by a wizard, a paralyzed man, and a talking badger. And I will have my revenge if it's the last thing I do. They took everything from me. Except my brother, who died before they came along. And also, the diner could have been in better shape before. I mean, to be honest, things were not going great when they showed up, but then they were sort of the last straw. And for that, I shall never forgive them.
Just like a honeycomb or...
You're bears! Figure it out! Go into the woods! Figure it out! Right, eat a bush or a salmon or something! Do what we're all just always doing! Don't look to me!
What an asshole.
Have you lost your autonomy? Have you lost your instincts?
Hey, coach.
Yeah.
I shit in the woods. Or did I?
You did. Yeah, we all know you did.
You definitely did. You know we know you did.
once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.